Our local leaders have unique perspectives on our communities and their challenges, and WFYI is bringing you conversations with those leaders to learn more about what is on their minds. This week, WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Shelbyville Mayor Tom DeBon about a unique education program, the city's economic growth, and a critical need to fill vacant jobs.
Now, how do you market Shelbyville when you compete with other cities and towns to get that big business or just business in general?
A lot of it's proximity. You know, we'll never be Indianapolis, but we're very close. And so the Colts, you know, the Pacers, all those things that are very important, those activities for recreation, we promote those. But we also promote the small town amenities that we have as well. We have fantastic schools. We have a safe community. And we also have other programs to offer as well. We're the first in the state of Indiana to offer free college education to our local residents. We have a program called Advantage Shelby County, which is a cost share program with the city and the county. And we're last dollar in for any of our high school graduates who want to go to Ivy Tech and study one of 14 different cohorts. And so we've got 500 kids who graduate countywide, and almost a quarter of them have signed up for this program this year. So we've got a group of kids who may have never thought college was attainable, and now we're getting them into the system, we're getting them skilled up, and they're becoming part of our future as far as our labor force and our skilled labor.
And is that a hope to keep them there and kind of avoid that so-called brain drain that they go to college and then they move away?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of there are multiple facets to the intent here. Number one, yes, you know, we've fought brain drain for years. I'm in my 25th year with the city, second term as mayor. I was the planning director 20 years before that. And so I've been on enough steering committees and SWOT analysis that, you know, we all go through. And so we want to try to combat the brain drain. But it's also, you know, we're a big, in addition to our agricultural heritage, we're a big manufacturing community. And we talk about talent. I don't have a job problem in Shelbyville. I've got a people problem. I've got 150 vacant jobs every day that go from entry level to mechanical engineers. And so when I work with the team that we've assembled with city and county and educational officials, it was, what do we do to skill up our future? You know, we're developing our farm club, if you want to talk about a sports vernacular. And so how do we bring our talent up to speed? And we decided to emulate programs that are in Tennessee and Oklahoma and places like that. And we created Advantage Shelby County.
I know a lot of cities and towns also look at revitalizing their downtown areas. And also, I think another big thing is trails.
Right.
You want to have that walkability, too. Is that something that you're looking at or have been doing?
Oh, yeah, certainly. So we'll touch on both of those. We've opened about 6 miles of trails in the last 2 years. We've got 4 or 5 more miles of trails coming next year as well. And so we're trying to create those amenities. You know, there's, in my mind and in the team that we work with, there's two boxes. You know, my job as mayor. The first box is those things that everyone expects. They want their toilets to flush, the snow to be plowed, the trash to be picked up, public safety, et cetera. The second box is what differentiates you from other communities. And so you talk about downtown revitalization. You talk about trails. Those are things that are becoming pretty commonplace as well. So we have to look at those other opportunities, Advantage Shelby County being one of those, or our thriving arts district that we're continuing to grow, relationships that we forged with Purdue University and Ivy Tech and Rose Holman and things like that. So those are kind of the differentiators that we're really developing to make Shelby County stand apart from our competition.
Well, thank you so much.
That's my pleasure. I'm happy to brag about what we're doing.
That was Shelbyville Mayor Tim DeBon speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett in our series of conversations with our community leaders about their perspectives and their challenges.